This is it, Andrew Powell Sr., Pittsburgh Road, 6th, 1987.
Jeff Powers Sr. Okay.
My birthday is on February 18, 9/11. And I was born little ways from across about half a mile up side Limbaugh.
Across Limbaugh?
Yeah.
The little village there before?
Yes, there mom and dad used to have a ranch there and a good house. Mom died, and the house was to live for a while, maybe 15 years, and then they took it down and moved over here, where Ambrose Stewart is now. Ambrose Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there staying in that place where you guys were staying, or is it just your house that was built?
Well, that was my father's house, not mine. I was just a little boy in them days.
Was there any houses around your
red
house?
Back over there? No, it was just one house across that place. I can call that place Quintus Camp. And about a mile down at a place called Kisomaon, you can how the ranch is there now, right across from them. That's the only place where the people live. Across it's early, the Hankins were first, I guess. And I used to have a from, you know, that iron road, and we have a short here trail where they walk back and forth, use a canoe across.
Just down here?
Yeah, well, at the point, and here, they used to set the net across. Point. That's where the road comes out. Comes out, and then the trail comes out from where there used to be a telephone line, stretches across the river. There's a trail there that some people come across a canoe. And I was only about 3 years old when my mother died. I hardly remember. My aunt or grandma, her name is Saint Teresa Duff. In the village, she's from Culloe. And my mother is a daughter of a woman. Jane's sister married the one Lauren Creek here. I don't know. I think my real grandmother died. And grandmother Jane or aunt looked after my mother when she was a little girl, and another of her sister's daughter. Her name is Janet. And We got married in the Nass River. Didn't have children of our own. And, she was up there until her husband died. My mom was with the nurses just like a young girl just about coming into womanhood. And there, I got back here after Jane's husband died, and she moved back here. And now my father met my mom for marriage.
Here,
yeah, and my father is not a very good man. He's very jealous. And what I hear, what I heard him, when he was all by himself, he didn't get married. My mom died. And then grandmother Z raised us up. And with Ethel, Evelyn, and Lottie is a year older, younger than me, those way. And she raised us up, and Abel Tate wanted to raise Lottie. This time when they didn't have anything about taking her into La Sierra. And that's how they're all after that gave her La Sierra name. She's La Sierra. And even though she's from her own blood, she doesn't act like a woman. And I was a little bad boy.
So you grew up here?
Yeah. I didn't have too much schooling or education. I was raised up to after Jane had married to a man by the name of Alexander Kitludak. I think that man married before, and his wife, I guess. I used to have a son, and that's Johnson Alexander. Remember Johnson?
Who?
Johnson Alexander. A man that's married to Nancy. Up to the hill there, on the mountain to pick, where they're going to pick huckleberry. And, Jane and Andrew and some others, like Lynn was a very young girl at the time, Ellen John, and another Isabella. Taking words and stuff. And when we were up there, my grandfather Alexander began to get sick. He was sick all night. He died in the morning. Yeah, and Samadha, I call it. Usually, it's. Trees are growing up coming up there now, but it was almost burnt hill and lots of huckleberry bush.
Is that just up here?
Yeah. I can show you. In the first place, my father is a half-breed, and my mom is half-breed too. And I'm a little bit on Suma. And we have a school right where just up below above the church. So it's a trailer. And that's where we have school and a small school.
Did you go to that?
Yeah. Not, I think I went to school 3 or 4 years. And I can go to school from the start of school to the end of like in June. That's what I wanted to tell you about school in the Scotland Wood. That's why I look like this at my age. Bones, half bones, broken bones. I grew up in the woods, and what we did, we used to go up the mountains and hunt groundhogs and goats. And, the meat, and when we have lots, 6-7 goats, smoke and lots of meat, and we have to pack them over mountains and down. Where we are up there, we have to go over a mountain and up again and down again, and then another one and go to the telegraph trail. And pack that much on one trip, so we relay pack that. That strengthens my heavy pack.
So you know.
Yeah, it's a very healthy life to keep me full time, to live a little longer.
And, if you come back down to that, you do. So you were up there all
the time? Yeah, I learned to snare, don't use snares, but I know how to snare. I learned how to shoot goats. And in days there's no moose in the country. Just deer and deer. The caribous moved away now and then we have moose. Around about the middle of August we used to go up in the mountain to not the middle, I guess, about the middle. And they say the goats are could eat in around when they could eat a little fat. That would be around middle of when they get fat. They move the ground out. That's the time the And then we come back in the village after. And they used that course to lead them from Western Calvin to the village. And then we start again for traffic. They started traffic around the 20th of October till about the 20th or the end of November. We come back in. We stayed for Christmas. And I go to school. Yeah, the only time I go to school. And then they learn how to read in school and arithmetic. We taught the Indian who learned how to write in school. Yeah. It should have been that way. Worried about our people talking English and our language. Feeding. I'm worried about it for young people that hardly they couldn't talk or learn it. So I hardly knew English until not too long ago. And all I knew is yes and no. Yeah, I read quite a bit of books. I teach myself books and dictionary and all that. I read from the read a lot of people getting in jail, murders and when I was still a young boy, I used to go to Sunday school. I learned about Jesus.
There was a reverend here at the ministry in Bates?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a man, half feet, kind of disappears. Yeah. No, I think there's somebody before us appeared. There's Tomlinson. He used to live up at the lodge where the last is now. And, he's come, I guess he was in Stephen Ash for some time, and he was up talking in England. Knows how to talk, use Indian language. And so he's Robert Tomlinson, his son, who was a preacher here after Mr. Pierce.
After Pierce?
Yeah.
And so
I think it's someone from this year and somewhere around 1915. When the flu epidemic hit the place, people were dying. I feel me, please. Robert's wife died too. That's her grave up on the hill. Right up on the hill.
What's her face?
Yeah, it's 19. I think and it's written on the phone screen. Yeah, but it's a good, knows how to talk Indian, just like me. He's a preacher. And after him is a similar preacher. In the 3 or 4 years, I quit school when I was 11 years old. Didn't go to school anymore. Trying to learn how to spell. I kept on school. Lots of stuff of pronouncing words. All I'm good for. Learning how to spell. I went up to court and I was through a short time. And I quit. I grew up like an Indian. And old way. Didn't have too much of it.
You didn't want to go back? Or you just...
School?
Yeah.
No, I didn't want to go back. If there is something like the people I get now, I wouldn't want to go back. If I go to school in the day school over there, I get to 5th grade, and that's all. My wife Emma, she went to 5th grade maybe a dozen times. No place to go. Yeah, well, they have the residential school, so we didn't go. And I learned to do it more. No, used to have a banner, a village banner. This is supposed to be the flower of the village. Yes, the chiefs. There is no chief to think about that anymore. It still got an instrument here.
Who started this song? Who started this song?
I don't know who started it. It started way before Andrew. I think I got somebody from Princeton to teach the band. They are pretty good on the bass, which you give to us very far. You walk on the night in the wagon, that's the only way you can go there, get a lot of the villages. If not, connect to my car, and take them on to the next day. And the village is all in the east. There's no 2 churches, there's 1 church.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who learn how to look and practice every day, they're pretty good. They can approach. And I play by ear too. Then if you learn how to play a piece here, I can play it by ear. It's just like reading a seen it. Yeah. Yeah. The way they teach us, they give me a scheme of C like that, and without it, with the weight of the nut, like coming time, so reaching on the 2-4. Two weeks and one July. 6 2 weeks and July. Yeah. I'm really pretty in learning how to play this to scale with the key. I feel the G, C, D plus, D plus. So on it's easy when you
Who taught you and
well, like I said, if you're a person that's in something and never just trying, and maybe you get discouraged from the way, well, it's not the way how to do it. That's what it's to me. I learned how to play the scale, and then I had to learn how to take the beat and the both hands. Down quarter notes, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So you practice that?
Yeah, well, I practice by myself. Yeah, I got a little bit of from Chris, my brother, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And, you started off?
Yeah. Well, not entirely. I got a little bit of and I got to play the to read the notes playing the church in playing them and I kept on and on and on find out how the notes go. Play and I play organ and I read the notes. I can't play any like custom music. They are four fingers, left hand, or the plate, church, the soprano, the alto, tenor and the bass. People usually crazy about that. And we say to have an artist. We say to the artist. Yeah.
How did you travel?
Well, I was married to nothing. I always sometimes with people and the woman would try to keep them. Yeah. But I like the place of Chris, my brother, and well, myself. Man, our drummer, and then the church sense. We used to have Peter Brown, too, from Haiti. He would have some, maybe some other people come to me. That's how we learned how to sing.
This is just me.
You get drunk. When I first stayed with them in my younger days, I was drunk just once in a while. I married Anna, who I learned to, of course, the parents are really people. And my friends, like Chris, my brother, Pete Malou, they wanted to get another drink all the time. They started drinking three bottles. But I didn't care for drinks anymore. After a while, the Indians are not allowed to go to liquor stores.
Was this by the band or was this by the...
You have to, that's why you hear about people getting infant size, so that the as a white person, Canadian, and they can go to liquor store and get whiskey drink.
So they want to
No, it. I don't know this one that was open to not too long ago. What happened? They voted, I guess, they were allowed to vote. But before that, the Indians are not allowed to go to the store and buy things. Go any farther from the store. I used to sit in here today. I have a nice, quite a drink with the RTMP. I have some rehearsals if I get into a run, but I would like to find it. After that 2 years going on having three bottles and feeling good and after 2 years I started buying my own like whiskey and beer and some Indian chais. I'm going to the store and buy beer, and that's how we got to think in the middle 40s, I think it's 1943 or 44, and I started to drink a little more than that. And 1944 or 45, our soldiers came home from the war.
45?
I think it's 44 or 45, I should.
How were things when they came back?
Well, they are...
They took Indians from here.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a little bit. Hazleton in those days, down to Indians. The white men in Hazleton thought that the Indians are very dirty and they are germ carriers and don't want anything to do with them. Maybe just trade, that's about all. I can't get a white woman. The white girl is the boy. Like when the time we should play in the time of Christmas, New Year's Eve, they hired to play down there. The Indians have their own dances. They don't. They keep them at home. The whites have a hall that's dear to their mind. That's the hall. We used to be played for the white people.
It's two dance halls, so.
Yeah. The men that came back from the war that were in to the dance in Man's Den on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And the police sergeant is a young woman in the days. A very nice woman. The sergeant is a young woman in the days. And particularly Nick Morrison, the guy in town. He's a war veteran. George Holland, Jimmy Baines, and Bill Rich Bale, and I don't remember the other. And they came, paid their way in the job. What they do all over the place, in England, Germany, and all over there. One of the Bensons snapped in Smokey's face and then started nearly turned eye. Our boys wanted us to pay us $100 to move out of that hall and move up to Kittenach Hall. I guess you wouldn't know where the Kittenach Hall is at that point. It's right up on the hill. But you know, a road goes up and goes past the church there. Mm-hmm. That's where the hall is. I said, no, we are hired for the night. We are doing that. And I said, Holly, you and Kim over, managed the artist of the days. Yeah, no, me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Holly is a mayor. Yeah, him kneeling down before me and he was praying that the dance would go on. Well, I said, if you let the Indians with the white people mix together, will you stay on? I said, for all of you people, I said, we're playing all over the places, and I didn't know that we carried the dirt. But he was crying. And, we were young. They called Bill over to me. He wasn't behind. Bill made heat. Said, come now, the Indians and the white people come to dance together. So if I was, I learned that way, if I were to people are so very sure of what people do, they would not be that way. They would have been still dating each other. So, I danced again not too long ago, the Sarasota school and the Amalita school at the Indian Affairs put a lot in the school. Together with the village, managed to build that school. And new people, and the school of the young boys. young people who learn to live together. Nobody thinks that the other one is dirty and the other one is clean. Well, I'll leave that at the way it goes. And after that, I got drinking to be like Jeffrey's. I got some poison out of my heart and a tear. M is getting crazy and things that a woman is. Or the need to go around with men. Oh, I don't get too much. So I have my own thoughts. Albert Wilson was boy in Sunnyside. I guess he was playing close and he went into the water and nearly sucked under the foot. And Paul Clayton came into land at that very time and he picked up Albert out of the water. It was my nephew. He was so glad. Hunger saved. And they asked me if we left it, if I got any malt. We used to make malt beer, you know. Malt beer. Yeah, it's like stronger than short beer. That's what we drink. Yeah, we can get a little beer too, you know. We used to get some people from Vancouver at the farm. We used to get drunk over at Mount very crazy with. You shut the whole day down, weekend. The whole crew of alive was drunk, we were drunk together, and only the manager used to be sober. And after a while, I don't like the life of leaving. If you don't leave a man, because a man talks and a man gets interested and turn up and say, second ago, after a part of that time, stay down there. And I never touched him, never mentioned anything that I know what he's doing. About Paul, he me to call Paul, invite him to my house, and have some beer with him.
Henry,
Henry? Enrique's my brother-in-law. And we will know him. And I want to open up here and give all one. And no, I don't drink. I changed my life, Christian. And set trouble down south of a ball boat that's warm. And we nearly get down. And that's how I changed my life. So we thank him very much. We told him that someday we want to be back. And that winter I was feeling a touch all the time. I wanted to cry. I don't like my life. I told him I could drink. And at that time, I felt something going up somewhere and then coming down upon me. And I began to start crying. I'll never forget that day. And, maybe Emma didn't believe me, you know. She said she had a stock of malt beer. And I said to one of the people in that park was there. For 4 days, and we were at this when the not of people arrived. What's your
remember?
Kitkava.
Kitkava?
Yeah.
So the people from outside?
Yeah, from the coast. Yeah.
The ones that followed the church?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we got couple, and one of them is Rufus, and his sister Mary, they call him, but they married to a different woman. When Vera, I guess Emma was just cleaning up, you know, the way all the bottles. I believe her little house was here when they arrived. Yeah. There we used to sing, where could I go? Where could I go? Yeah, remember that time. See the message from my soul. And Rufus was pretending to be asleep and he stared at the smell of the beer stink. He made up my mind to drink. And that's God is true, you see. He cannot be wrong. I just remember this comment. If you are true, and you win or being a Christian is just like it's like signing a contract. You want to borrow from a bank, you sign a contract. you fulfill your promise, your make your payments, and you're doing the right thing. If you don't do that, you're going to get and if you secure it, and you don't have it anymore. That's how it is to Christian. If you believe that God will save all of the bad things that you have done, keep you alive, you remember all the days of your life. We not help you all the time. We went down to a service they use at all of the spring time. By the foot of course it was the name command of the preaching. After the native ceremony, he came down from the pulpit and straight to me. And he put his hand on my head. He didn't ask for Eric's promise. And then found. And like this, to still remember, Lord Jesus, I don't want to drink anymore. Please, put it back to my mouth. For drinking, so I don't drink anymore. So, now if you promise there is a God, there is a devil, and it works through people as your best friend, your crowd, and I was an alcoholic and people wanted to hear me into my life and they wanted to drink again. And I got friends, I went out trapping beavers for 10 days at the time. Come back home here and just sit with it. And it's not home. To be a more late at night the way it is, after we made our I still didn't say anything to her. They used to have a boy up here. What's your name?
Annette.
Annette? Mm-hmm. After the second one? And on the 10th of May, we're having a feast up there, and my friends, drinking friends and faithful came here, and they brought beer. And it had it directly. And my friends from Telica came here and we said, they're gone on me up there and said, hey, Jeff, we got lots of beer. And let's go down to Harvest now. And no, I'm a Christian now. Why did we laugh about this? They thought it was like fooling. Well, my test is who do I like?
blood or water. And I said, all right, you go down the house and you guys can drink this soup of you or maybe sing for you. And that's going to drink. I changed my life. So we did the house and got some beer, still beer, and the house around. He gave me one. I said, no worries. And that's when they found out that I really meant life. And that's, I met toward God. One step, he was like a little baby when I first started. Mm-hmm. He was tender and he could get out of it. And a few more tries from other people, and three, four tries. And on my way, I was on fire. You wouldn't understand how it used to be until you were to die. All my, the village here, all get back to drinking. That's back to the village. Jonathan Johnson, Cyrus Johnson, Mary Johnson, and the whole area started drinking. The crowd on distance. And I don't know if it creeps, I read in the Bible on my knees and services. There's some people come forth with crying till the whole village has turned. People come there. You can see the tears and the vomit coming to run. And about my smoking, I still believe, even though I quit drinking, I smoke, same smoke, I didn't believe I want to leave smoking. I was a choir master and I got convicted in my heart. I'm not supposed to smoke or doing God's work. I tell the truth that I'm still smoking, I don't hide it. That's another way to read the code, basically. One time, Lawrence Innes came. I told him what he said. He said to me, I was like you one time, he said, when a preacher came here. Prayed for me and my smoking habit. Well, I said to Lawrence, I'm going to have a last. And I rolled a cigarette about it, two cigarette papers. It's smoking. And Lawrence waited after smoke and all, I was up in the smoke and praying after. In the morning, I looked at my calf. I think this movement. I usually, when I opened my eyes. I thought maybe I wanted to smoke after the reckless, lunch time, but I smoked after lunch, supper time, Today, I quit drinking in 1950. Quit smoking in 1951. The habit was just taken away from me. And it's just because I saved the car and I changed my life. I never parted from him. Everything is easy for me. But not that I hate anybody. Some of my parents are pretty. I passed it one time in 1951 for 40 days up in the attic. That's where I found and God and the devil right in my life. I used to have after maybe a date, I used to have some kind of a spirit come from my shoulder.